Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
Today, I want to talk to you about think about what you're thinking about. Everybody shout that with me loud. Think about what you're thinking about. Because the mind is incredible. Where the mind goes, the man follows. As the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So the mind is a big deal. I'm feeding back up here. The mind's a big deal. And if you don't control your mind, you can't control your life because you're the cultural architect of your life. Okay, so let's take a vote. First of all, how many of y'all have a mind? Raise your hand if you got a mind. It's over half of you. That's pretty good. That's not bad. So how many of y'all have given away pieces of your mind in an argument? Raise your hand. Have you, like myself, given away so many pieces you don't know how many pieces you have left? Raise your hand, okay? So a piece, oftentimes, that passes all understanding goes away when we give away a piece of our mind. So the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So have you ever said something you did not mean, you just said it when you're mad, and then later you regretted it? Have you ever sent a text, and you were like, and you're like, oh, dang it. Have you ever ran to your spouse's phone and tried to delete the text prior to getting it, okay? Because the flesh or the mind left uncontrolled can radically sabotage the success in your life. And so today I want to talk about thinking about what you're thinking about. So we're going to go to Psalms 42, verse 11, and it says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix your eyes upon God, and soon you will be praising again. He puts a smile on your face. He is my God. Everybody shout, he's my God. Shout it again like you had breakfast. He's my God. So when you decide that you're going to focus on the problem, negative energy comes. The devil gets magnified. But when you decide you're going to focus on the promise instead of the problem, then your purpose is fulfilled because you're doing exactly what God designed you to do. Because where the mind goes, the man follows. So may I suggest to you that a lot of you are probably like myself and you have a negative mindset going, like there's a recording going on in your brain all the time. It's saying something like, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. David, you're no good. And then another devil says, come on and say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. You're too short, you're too fat, you're too tall, you're the wrong color, you're the wrong age. And all these things that he tells you to disqualify you, but it all happens in your mind. So if you can control your mind, you can control your mouth. And if you control your mind and your mouth, you can control your world because you're the cultural architect of your life and you have what you say. So we're saying negative things because we have a negative thought life. If I had a blender on the stage today and I make these green smoothies in the morning, right? You know what a blender is, right? I'm making sure we know what it is. Because in America, there's different things mean different things here. Pastor Russell keeps trying to set me up with words that are curse words to get me in trouble because he's naughty like that. But so a blender, so every day we put berries in there, like strawberries and raspberries and blackberries. They're berries. And your mind is that way. You need to make sure you put in very good thoughts. Come on, somebody, ought to help me. It's not going to get better than that. Very good thoughts in there and take heed what you think. Yeah. So what if I were making a green smoothie and then I just put a little bit, not much, just like a couple teaspoons of great Australian soil? How many of y'all know that it would mess up the taste? May I suggest to you that the devil is dirtying your mind every day, trying to tell you what's not going to happen because he sees the extraordinary things that God has out in your future. And so he tries to get the inner me and the enemy together. And so you're listening to the world and the news and the problems instead of having your mind renewed through the word. So those of you today who might even be a guest, you're like, I've never been to Planet Shakers and my friend asked me to come because their baby was being dedicated. But, you know, I kind of like it. You know, there's life here. There's vitality here. In fact, this message has handles. It's palatable. I thought what was happening in church was irrelevant. Listening, this here church has the most relevant information that will give you power so that you can maybe limp in on a Sunday, but leap out on a Monday knowing I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm qualified, I'm equipped, I'm anointed, I'm on fire. Come on, somebody help me. I'm not coming into the world with my own plan. I'm coming in with divine order because I'm controlling my mind. Therefore, I'm controlling my mouth. Therefore, I'm designing my life to come in agreement with the will of God. So if you're a note taker, I want you to write this down. And those of you watching online as well, your inner life affects your outer behavior. Your inner life affects your outer behavior. So it's like, nah, I'm just thinking bad. But that's not really going to affect me. It will. So in your mind, The enemy throws thoughts in your mind. That's why the Bible said, take heed what you think. Think about what you're thinking about. Because if you think about negative things, in fact, have you ever been driving down the car alone? You're driving down the road in the car alone, and all of a sudden you're like, because you were thinking the wrong thing. Nobody got in the car with you. You were alone with your thoughts. But when you control your thoughts, you can actually control your whole life to a whole nother level than a degree, because when the mind is renewed, it gives you this supernatural power. Yeah. Like the phone. Like, I love the iPhone, right? How many of y'all have an iPhone? Raise your hand if you got an iPhone. How many of y'all got something other than an iPhone? Raise your hand. Who are you? Okay, get out of here. You don't even belong here right now. So iPhone, like, this thing is pretty powerful, but this pales in comparison to the sophistication of the mind that God gave you. He said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. He said that we had the mind of Christ. So your mind has the power to visualize, realize the future for you. But if you allow your mind to go negative and you start self-sabotaging, saying, you know what, nobody ever likes me. Nobody ever invites me out. You know what, I'm this, I'm that. You need to say, no. I am blessed, I am favored, I'm anointed. God created me uniquely. I have a divine thumbprint that'll leave an imprint that nobody else can have. In fact, I've got to be me, and I got to be the best me that me can be, and nobody can be a better me than me. But instead, we're always thinking maybe we would be better if we could be them. And so what we do is we compare our life to other people's lives. It's called Instagram, and you should follow me there. It's David Crank, C-R-A-N-K, okay? Crank it up. So on Instagram, in the morning, my friends go, just woke up like this. Got to get the lips right. You can't do this. You got to do this. Come on, so I'm teaching you right now. If you don't get anything out of the sermon, this is how to take a good selfie. Come on. So you up like this, boom. And they go, I just woke up like this. You know she's lying. Those are not her eyelashes. That is not her weave. That is not her nails. Come on. When I married my wife, Nicole, she looked like Michelle Pfeiffer. And then she woke up and it looked like Barney Pfeiffer because she had taken off all this stuff. I'm like, who are you? Because we're pretending to be somebody that we're not. But you need to embrace the real you and allow God to empower you so that you can sell the best you and you can enjoy your life, because you are called for more. You are equipped for more. God has designed you for more. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when you come to Planet Shakers, you're equipped to attack Monday. And when the devil says, this is going to happen and that's not, you're like, no. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that's designed against me will be cut off and shown to be in the wrong. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies be at peace with it. And the devil will go, screw it. They must go to, they got to go to Planet Shakers. He doesn't mess with Planet Shakers because we shake planets. Because not only do we do worship, we do the word. Come on, somebody ought to give me praise today. I like the Tiger Woods golf clap. Come on, somebody give it up. I just came out of a men's conference and they were hoo, 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 hoo. It smelled bad, but it was noisy. Think about what you're thinking about. Look at your neighbor and say, think about what you're thinking about. Ephesians 5:26 says, so that he might sanctify her, cleansing her with the washing of the water of the word. So back to that pretend blender. If it's got junk in it, I've got to wash it out. Just because I put dirt in it doesn't mean it's over. It just means it needs to be cleaned out. So come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all days that end in Y. Then come Sunday, and the devil will tell you. First of all, I lost some people like, you believe in the devil? I don't believe in the devil. The devil told you that, stupid. He is real. He's an enemy. So the devil will tell you, you don't have to go to church. In fact, why don't you just stay at home and watch online? And if you're local and you watched online because you wanted to attend St. Mattress, shame on you. The Bible says, in the evil day, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. And online is for people that live in Malaysia and Cambodia and some distant parts that doesn't have Planet Shakers. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in the house of our God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Can I get a hand over here? I'm telling you, church is the place to be. It rattles hell. It puts back demonic activity. And then small groups on Monday help wash your brain, because you know you need brain worship because your brain's messed up. You can be seated, and when you sit down, tell the person next to you, you have a dirty mind. Tell them that. I was just kidding. You guys are wild. Goodness. So pay attention to what is in your mix. I don't want that. Hold the onions. Hold the negativity. But if we listen to too much of the world, We get to thinking that something bad's going to happen, that the economy's going to downturn, or something is going to be messed up. Because let me tell you, your mind will not get straightened out until, your life won't get straightened out until your mind gets straightened out. Comparison will mess you up. Long story short, but my mother's not in my life. And it was a bad situation. And there's a lady named Joyce Meyer. Anybody ever heard of her, Joyce Meyer? She lives in my town. And so all of a sudden I get a call from Joyce Meyer. I'm like, holy cow, this is crazy. She's like, hey, it's Joyce Meyer. Need you to meet me down at Starbucks. I met her at Starbucks and she said, you're the funniest preacher I ever heard. And I love watching you on TV and heard about what happened to your mother. And I'm now your new mama. And here's a check for $10,000 to help you. And I said, mama, you know I love you, mama. See, God will give you houses you didn't build, mothers you do not have. If you'll stop crying about what you don't have and celebrate what God is in your life, He will bring incredible people into your life. And she texts me all the time. She loves me. She's the best mom I could ever have. And I'm telling you that you're crying about the sad thing and you're crying and down in the blues about what didn't happen and the setback and they betrayed me and they talked bad about me. Listen, let them go. Have the gift of goodbye. Move on and say, this is going to be my best life. Come on, somebody. This is the year of 2018. I'm charging 19, and in 2020, I will have high definition clarity for my business, for my marriage, for my money, for who I'm preaching to right now, for my mind, because the devil is trying to keep you from your design through negativity. Look at your neighbor as you sit down and tell him, say, we should have him back. Come on, Pastor Sam, tell him. Is Pastor Sam the coolest thing in the world? She's like singing like a beauty queen, and then she comes up and preaches, and then she moonwalks, and she's phenomenal. Give it up for Pastor Sam, because without her, it wouldn't be good. Think about what you're thinking about. Now, there's a song that you might not know that came from this scripture, Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. That's where Bob Marley was smoking weed and he wrote that song. Your landlord said your rent is late. You might have to litigate. Don't worry. These are heathens, Pastor Russell. They're heathens. They know these songs. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him. Here's a key point. Thank Him for what He has done. See, a lot of times we don't really properly thank Him, so we don't have the neurological matter to really release endorphins to be happy. Because you're not thinking about and thankful for what has happened. The fact is, right now, you live in one of the growing cities of America. It is absolutely beautiful. You have an incredible church. And I don't see anybody in here today like carrying an oxygen tent. And I don't see anybody that looks like their mother-in-law called to spend the winter. I don't see anybody that looks like they're having a visit tomorrow by their parole officer. We need to really release endorphins by celebrating what we do have and thanking God for what He has done. You need to say, if it had not been for Jesus, I would have had the car wreck. If it had not been for Jesus, my son or daughter would have been on drugs. But oh, thank God for what you're doing in my life. God, I give you praise. I give you worship. I give you adoration. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it confuses the devil because he hits you with shot after shot. And then all of a sudden now you're not worried about stuff. You're telling God about it. But instead of running to the throne, we run to the phone. Mom, yeah? What's the matter, Kiki? Bob, he's spitting in the sink. He's aggravating. All he does is watch his Sports Center all day long, plays his games. It's just ridiculous. She says, I told you, Kiki, you should not have married Bob. And so now she's offended at Bob. Now they get back together and everything's fine. In fact, they're doing so good. They've lit candles and they got the mixtape out. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Then I'll hold you tight. The whole church is going to hell. It's phenomenal, unbelievable. So they're good with each other now. They're happy with each other now. And now mama's mad because Kiki ran to the phone. alone instead of the throne. So you don't run to people and tell them about the problem. You run to your Father and tell him about your problems. And you say, God, you gave me Bob. And Bob's acting like a fool right now. But God, I pray that Bob's going to come to a baby dedication. He's going to get a little flashlight. And you're going to light his path, God. And Bob's going to start going to Planet Shakers. And then, come on, somebody ought to say amen to this right now. Who am I talking to today? I'm telling you, if you control your mind, you control your thoughts. Instead, you're full of, Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? All the old people don't know about it. It's okay, Google Kiki. Do you love me? Verse 7, survey says. Verse 7. And the God of peace shall be yours. That tranquilizer state of soul assured salvation through Christ. So fearing nothing, being content in whatever your earthly lot is, whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison, mount guard around your hearts and mind. Fearing nothing. May I tell you that fear is one of the biggest robbers of your peace? Fear, false evidence appearing real, the acronym, false evidence appearing real. In fact, you worry about stuff that you shouldn't worry about. In fact, some people worry so much the hair falls out of their wig. They just worry and they have anxiety about stuff that never happens. Because you know what's worse than cancer on the brain? I mean, that's pretty bad. But what's worse than cancer on the brain is cancer on the mind. Because I've seen people whip cancer on the brain when they renewed their mind and say, with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. God says he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their sickness and disease. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. I decree and declare right now that cancer is coming off my brain and it's coming off my mind, and cancer has no right to live in my body. And everybody has big faith in the C word, but I have big faith in the J word. And Jesus has healed me, delivered me, set me free, and I'm going to live my life strong, happy, anointed, qualified. And the devil gets so freaked out when you do that. Verse 8 says, it's about taking inventory right now of the contents of your brain. For the rest, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy, whatever is honorable, whatever is seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is lovable, whatever is kind, what is winsome, what is gracious, if there be any virtue or excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about what you're thinking about. Think on, weigh account, take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. Yeah. Not the negative stuff. Yeah. Now, last night I went to sleep at the Sheraton, at the hotel. Phenomenal hotel, by the way. Planet Shakers, you guys are a phenomenal church. You take good care of me. The hotel is so good, I could barely get the towels in my suitcase this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, stop. I got some bad news yesterday about a staff member. I don't really know him really well with large church and staff, but I do know him. And he was involved in a motorcycle accident yesterday, and it severed his spine. They say he'll never walk again. Of course, we're praying, and we believe in the God of miracles. But at the same time, last night I was trying to go to sleep. Now, here's the problem. The largest motorcycle dealer in America goes to my church, and I love motorcycles. So he always gives me motorcycles. Like, I have 13 motorcycles, and I love motorcycles. And some people are like, you should sell them. You should shut up. You don't know what you're talking about right now. The fact is, I've given away many motorcycles. Never judge a person's harvest until you've seen his seed. Yeah. But last night I went to bed, and I thought, I was trying to sleep. Now, check this out. Your mind has to shut up for you to go to sleep. That's why they count sheep, right? Be like, one sheep, two sheep. And that doesn't work for me because I'm like, squirrel, I'm ADD, you know? But I do have to take my mind down, and then my mind shuts up. Okay, so now my mind shut up, and I was trying to shut my mind down, and then all of a sudden a spirit of fear has come to me. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a what? A sound mind. You guys are brilliant. So if I don't have a sound mind, it's because I'm not controlling my mind. So now my brain's kind of foggy because I'm tired. I preached a men's conference. I'm trying to go to bed. And the enemy comes in and said, you need to sell all your motorcycles because your son, he's going to ride a motorcycle and he's going to get hurt on a motorcycle. Now I want you to see, stand up, Austin, show how pretty you are. This is my son right here. Now he is a beautiful man right there. Come on, that's a pretty boy right there. And for all you people, the girls that are looking, he's married. Come on, somebody. Dang it. I got him. So I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. My son will never die on a motorcycle. With long life, he'll be satisfied. I'm a tither, and the Bible says that he rebukes the devourer for our sake. And I'm going to walk in love, and I'm divinely protected, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And then when I woke up, there was no more fear. The devil is a creep. People try to disturb your sleep because you need beauty sleep. Some of y'all don't need much sleep because you're so dang pretty already, but look at your neighbor and say, you need to take a nap. Come on, tell him. Say, you need to take a nap. Come on, tell him. Just tell him. You need to take a nap. You need to take a nap. Okay, so the devil will try to destroy you because he wants you to wake up exhausted. But when you go to bed, here's another trick. When you wake up in the morning, let me teach you something. I'll teach you. This will make you rich. It will. The Holy Spirit knows everything. The Holy Ghost will make you look smart. You have an unction, the Bible says, from the Holy One, and you know all things. In the stock market, he'll tell you what to buy, when to buy, what to sell, when to sell it. But if you listen in here, as soon as you wake up, this will change your whole life. As soon as you wake up, usually you go, oh, God, I'm so tired. Instead, listen in here because your brain's foggy. You haven't had coffee yet. And by the way, I believe in coffee. People are like, coffee's a drug. It is not. It is a vitamin. I rebuke you. And by the way, it is also in the Bible. There's a whole book about it. It says Hebrews. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Give him praise. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel Benny Hinn now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. I love Benny Hinn. If you don't like him, something's wrong with you. But if you'll listen to your spirit, it's the one that'll say, you haven't prayed today. Go back and tell your wife you're sorry. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. No. It's the Holy Spirit, and he's making you look smart. You'll be driving down the Australian highway, and you'll hear the Holy Spirit say, you're going too fast, and the camera's going to shoot you, and you're going to lose your points. And if you don't listen, you'll lose your license. But if you listen to the Holy Ghost, you will drive all the days of your life. And you'll be driving down the road, praising God with your moonroof up, going, look what the Lord has done. Look at this all day. God's blessed me with. The driver at this church drives a BMW. I'm loving this guy. We're driving a BMW on the way to church, which, by the way, it stands for bring money with you. Can I get an amen? So God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be favored, but he wants you to take inventory of your mind because he knows if you control your mind, you control your world. And if you control your world, if there's anything I know about you, you're going to obey God. Yeah. Now, Isaiah 26, verse 3. I got 5 minutes and 57 seconds left if you're taking medicine. Verse 3. You will guard him and keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he commits himself and leans on you and hopes confidently in you. So trust in the Lord, commit yourself unto him, lean confidently on him forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. He guards you. So the Holy Spirit guards your mind. Yeah. Then you rip it off and say, I'm just going to say what I want to say. And I'm going to think what I want to think. And he can't guard you. But when you come to a church like this that teaches the word, and you get the worship right, and you get the word right, then the world becomes won over with the goodness of God. So this church is not just like a local church. You guys are rocking literally the nation. And maybe you've become familiar with it. You don't realize that this is just church to you. No, we're talking about you all over the world. You guys are the trendsetters. You're the pace. You're setting the pace for the world. So never allow the enemy or the enemy to get you to think this is just church on Sunday. No, this is where you're getting equipped, where you're getting trained to reign so we can sit literally rock the nation. Come on, somebody ought to say, man, you're not normal. You're not average. You're on divine assignment. You're raising those kids the way they should be raised, Mom. You're bringing them to the house of God, because if you don't bring your kids to church when they are in the playpen, you will visit them in the state pen. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. And at our church and at Planet Shakers, we have testimonies of kids who had drug problems. Mama drug them to church on Saturday night. Mama drug them to church on the midweek. Mama drug them to morning prayer. That's the kind of drug problems we have here at Planet Shakers, because we renew our mind and we speak our world into existence, and we say, let the weak say, I am strong. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God is on my side, and I will do what God called me to do with the gifts and the talents that I have to fulfill my purpose instead of focusing on the problem. Now, I'm almost done. A couple things I want you to do. One, let's go back to comparison for 1 minute. If you compare your regular life, because we all have fights, we all have disagreements, we all have bad days, and you're looking at someone else's Instagram account, and you will think because they only post the highlight parts of their life. So I really, really want you to understand this about you. You're a threat to hell.
Yeah.
You're a threat to the enemy.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why sometimes you thought, man, why does this person over here, they're not even doing right? Has she got a husband already? She doesn't even love Jesus. And look at her, she got a man. And so now you're saying, God, I need half a man. No, you don't need a half a man. You need a whole man. Come on, somebody. People, I need my other half. God, when are you going to send my half a woman? No, you don't want a half a woman. You want a whole woman. I didn't say ho. I said whole, fulfilled, anointed, qualified. I know I'm too wild for church. I won't be invited back, but I got my own dang church. Come on, somebody. I get real and relevant. This is non-GMO, genetically modified gospel. I am Whole Foods, letting you know where the rubber meets the road. God loves you. The devil hates you. And it's time that you introduce yourself to the best you. And if you come to this church for 1 year, I promise you, you will have to introduce yourself to yourself because you won't recognize yourself, because God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will turn you into another man and another woman, because you will fulfill your God-ordained purpose when you control your mind. You can be seated. They've cued my music now. It means I gotta go. It's like the award show. You're like, go, go, go. You're done. But I have a couple questions to ask you. And the first one would be this. Number one, did you feel like today there were certain things that I said that you're like, man, that was directly to me? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. I want to see them. Raise them up if that was you. All campuses. And then the second part is I want to ask you if you would allow me to pray for you. That may I suggest to you that I know that God's got bigger plans for you. And when I looked out, I saw a bunch of anointed people, a bunch of smiles, a bunch of people that I feel like that I'm your family now. And I want you to live your best life. And I don't want you to spend one more restless night worrying and being upset. Because the Bible said that God never sleeps and he never slumbers. So if he's up, there's no sense in you being up. You shouldn't both be up. Allow him to stay up and you go to bed. And so you go to bed knowing God's for me. He's going to meet all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com, on an email, or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.